Welcome, listeners, to another podcast. This time it's going to be a quick one where I discuss the philosophical foundations of science. And the philosophical foundations, the deep foundations, stretch back to the ancient philosophers. And if you ever study ancient philosophers, you tend to go very quickly into a lot of detail about a particular one, and you can't get a big overview. And there's quite a lot, and there's dates. It's really hard to understand. And so, being sort of an engineer and looking at this huge data set, you'd say, "Look, well, how can I organize it? What are the basic periods that it spans?" Now, surprisingly, ancient philosophy starts at a fairly precise date, around 600 BC. I call it minus 600 because it's a more engineering way, but 600 BC, and stretches roughly 1,000 years to 400 AD, after Christ. Now, that's how it is. Philosophy began at a certain time, and you've got a very large number of names and dates, and it's hard to actually see who fits in where. And I've got a fairly simple system of just numbering the philosophers, numbering the key philosophers as you go up. And surprisingly, there's only about 48 major philosophers in this 1,000-year period, and you can do the maths and work out the average span, but a lot of them really pile up early on. So what I do is I've just numbered them in my head, and there's really 47, 48. 48 philosophers is an easier number to remember. So I've actually numbered them. So the first philosopher is number one, all the way up. 23 is Aristotle. So you sort of can get the sequencing of the philosophers, because they are very much in schools and sequences. We'll go back, and this is a way of easily tagging a philosopher. So philosopher number one, or philosopher zero, this is before things began. Everything was explained by spirits and gods. There was a god of everything, so everything was a more primitive idea. And philosophers said, "Well, look, can we have a more systematic view? Is there something connecting everything which doesn't involve us calling in a priest and a god and a ceremony? Is there something that we can say?" And the very first philosopher number one, this is agreed, is from 580 BC, so he's the start, and he is Athalia, or Thales. I have a cousin called Thalia, or Thalia, so the pronunciation is very drummed into you, Thalia, and he's philosopher number one. And he had a basic view of, you know, where did stuff come from, and he had an idea that because stuff tends to transform, it's got to have a material behind it. So he had the first really stab of what is matter. Now, matter is slightly different from mass. Mass occurs many, many centuries later. But matter, and he said all matter is made of water. And of course, people eventually upgraded this to more and more components, elements, until Aristotle, which is philosopher number 23, only about 300 years later, less than 300 years later. So you can imagine all these 23 philosophers, the forming philosophers, occurred in a relatively short time, say about the time that Australia's been colonised by white people. If you can imagine, that's a small fraction of history. And people often think ancient philosophers, and the numbers spin in their head, I can't work it out. But Thales had an idea of calling basic things of matter, or archaea, which is the Greek for primitive stuff, archaea. And philosopher number two, which is a bit of development. Philosopher number three is still in his school, Thalian school, and he's Axmenus, I think of it, Axmenus. Pronunciation is pretty dreadful when you've got no one to speak to about this type of stuff. Axmenus came up with another idea. He was a bit stuck. So initially, really the first idea is matter, and elements came up, the very first idea. It's a very, very first idea. He had another idea of, if matter is the origin stuff and it gets transformed, I need some other sort of idea. The limitless idea, something which is limitless, and he came up with an idea of the aperon. Aperon, actually, it's got the symbol of infinity. So really, we jump from matter, and really our first number, which we really grappled with, was infinity. So that's rather interesting. And so this very first school was to do with where things came from. And then philosopher number four, which I'll get back to in the next podcast, is Pythagoras. Now, Pythagoras was really the fourth philosopher, so he's a really early philosopher, but he really went beyond this philosophy of infinity. He went to the origin of numbers and how you integrate numbers into society, and I'm not joking about this. You will fall off your seats in amazement when you hear about it. But if we can go back to his basic philosophy, he had a pre-number. I'll have to remember the name of it, and I'll get back into it. And then at the pre-number, you've got number two, lines, and so on. So he had a counting system. I'll really get to it. So he had something before a point. So he was thinking very deeply about numbers, and he actually had a philosophy which integrates. So the very first philosophy was to do with a bit of physics, with matter, and the infinity is associated with energy. By philosopher number four, you had mathematics coming in as our key philosophy. And I'll go in doing a bit more internet research, going back to just jog my memory about the actual names for all of this. I'll try and explain that more in the next podcast. So just reviewing the points of this particular podcast is that ancient history, the ancient philosophers, are very important because they provide, if you like, little containers of ideas which are dipped upon and brought together in future history. So if you just follow a line back to one container, you sort of get lost. The history goes back into all these different containers, different philosophers, and you really need this roadmap of the philosophers. And I think the way to organize it, or the way it organizes for me, is just number them, the 48 philosophers, over 1,000 years from 600 BC, where we actually click over from God did it to, hang on, let's see if we can work this one out for ourselves, fellows. Unfortunately, there were no notable, that I know of, female philosophers in that area. So how do you do that? So I like the numbering of philosophers, and the fact that we started off with pre-physics and then we really got into intense maths. And I'll give another little quick podcast in future about Pythagoras. Thanks for listening. In the meantime, keep on doing science.